Hare Krishna. Over the last few days, Nalinikanta and Manjari Devdas have been sending me some reminiscences of 1987, which was 30 years ago when I first went to Hungary. And that sort of inspired me that maybe this year, which was quite a historic event, at least for me in my Krishna conscious life, the change in the direction in which my service went, make a series about 30 years in Hungary. And not necessarily going to be very easy, because remembering back 30 years isn't such an easy thing, especially for details. But my awareness of preaching in Hungary, or even interest in it, started when I met currently deceased Dwarkesh Das, Prabhupada's disciple, who was of Swiss nationality but Hungarian origin. Not Swiss, Swedish, excuse me. And he was living in Sweden. He translated the Bhagavad Gita. And I met him, if I remember right, in Jagannath Puri. And he invited me to come and preach in Hungary. And that was in 1981. I was already in the UK by that time. And I invited him to come and visit the UK. And he did. He came to, I was in Chaitanya College at that time, and let him make presentation, and the devotees gave donation, and we spoke quite a bit, and he even arranged, and we set up a time when I would come to Hungary to start preaching, which would have been in 1982. 1981, 1982, I actually purchased a ticket. And however, it was at that time that the whole difficulty happened with Jai Tirtha, and Jai Tirtha left. And at the last minute, I canceled out. Later on, Dwarkesh told me that people were waiting. They'd rented an apartment. They made all arrangements for me to come there and preach. And maybe they went out to the airport. I can't remember. And all of a sudden, I wasn't coming. And so that was 5 years. So it was only 5 years later that I ended up going. Although, of course, there was a splintering, in fact the whole loss of the Hungarian Yatra took place somewhere in 1984 or maybe 85, when there was a disagreement between Dwarkesh and Harikesh, at that time Maharaj, and anyway the result was that the entire Hungarian Yatra, with the exception of two people. One was Labanga, who's an Australian citizen, and Paramakaruna and his family, who are still there with the Yatra, with our Yatra. They all sort of defected. And myself and Keshav Bharati Maharaj were sent to Vienna to try to make a truce, but we were so removed from the situation, it was quite difficult. And then I even came to Hungary. We came to Hungary together to meet with Hungarian devotees here who were sort of caught in the middle, and tried to preach to them, stay in ISKCON. And that didn't work, but we came one night, stayed at the hotel, and left the next day. Got visas at the border. And then for another 2 years, I just continued with my enthusiastic participation in the UK Yatra. I was very, for me, I saw the UK as my Prabhudatta Desh, having left Chicago, and just between Chicago and the UK, I was down in Oklahoma Farm for a while. Anyhow, but Bhakti Chumaraj came to Hungary once to preach, and Prabhu Vishnu Maharaj, he was always traveling because he was Irish, so he was always visiting annually in the UK. And once I was meeting with him at the manor, and he had just come back from Hungary. He was really enthusiastic about East European preaching and how open and enthusiastic the people were, and I'm Hungarian, I should definitely go. But I still didn't go. And it wasn't until 1987 that, and of course we'd have to look at records, that Harikesh came to know that I spoke Hungarian, and he persuaded me, why don't you become the GBC for Hungary? And then I became the GBC for Hungary, and then I had to go. And in the meantime, I was in contact with Labanga. He showed me actually videos of Harinam that they did for New Year's midnight on the streets. And of course, they were there then chanting Hare Krishna, and how that was so well received. Anyway, I went, and if I remember right, I went actually from Italy, from Bilo Vrindavan. We had a GBC or education meeting, and I flew from there to Hungary, and I went in Karmi clothes, in Western clothes, and I still had my wig from Sankirtan days in O'Hare. It was probably quite dead by then, but I'll put up the pictures. You can see two pictures of me then, 1987, and flew in, and Vrindavan Das, who later became Vrindavan Das, he was a sculptor. He picked me up at the airport and took me to this little garden house in Budapest where there were devotees. And of course, they really didn't know very much about Krishna consciousness or anything. And from there, we stayed at that little house, was our base. Then we held this retreat in Velenceto, which is about halfway to Lake Balaton, for those who've come to Hungary. That's another lake, not like Balaton, but it's another lake in a resort area. And they had rented quite a big house over there where there were a lot of devotees. Hungarian devotees, and this was going to be a camp, a summer camp, so a yoga camp, and Hungarian devotees were there. Some devotees also came from East Germany. They came through Hungary to meet with devotees from West Germany. There were a lot of people there, and we had morning program, evening program, Gaur Artik, lectures. And for me, my mindset was that, as it was in those years, that, well, this is all plus. In fact, from 1987 until I really decided to move to Hungary, which was probably about almost 15 years later, 12 years later, I was always thinking UK is my Prabhudatta Desh, and this is just a plus, this is just extra, whatever extra I can do, there's no loss, whether it stays or not, succeeds or not, that'll be Prabhupada's mercy, Krishna's mercy, but even if it doesn't, then it's at least I tried, and preaching in communist countries was dear to Srila Prabhupada. And the main event that I remember from that program, that camp, and then thereafter I came back to the UK and started going there on a bi-monthly basis for 3, 4, 5 days at a time. And that was that the kirtans were so loud that the neighbors heard it. They complained to the owner. The owner came once on the pretext that he wants to bring some people to some buyers. And of course we knew that the buyers weren't buyers, but they were policemen. So everything got hidden, altar got hidden, we rearranged everything, we dressed up karmic clothes, and they came. Actually, this happened twice. And they came, and everything was as it was. They looked around, saw the place. I even offered them prasadam. Nalini Kanta reminded me of that. And the second time they came, then I went... I remember out the window, and we went for a long walk. All the devotees sort of dispersed. We didn't really have any direct problem in all that time. Never had any problem with the police, although they probably did know what was going on. And of course, every time that I would come to Hungary, 1987 to 1989, I was coming in Western clothes, and with a wig, and as I'll explain later on, I was coming on a particular pretext. I figured I needed to have some reason for coming, and so I started to purchase Hungarian, what we called board paintings, and that was the excuse upon which I was coming. If I was asked at the border, what was the reason that I was here? So that was the beginning. That was the beginning of Krishna consciousness. I never thought it would come to this. Krishna's desire, and sometimes considering the political atmosphere of Hungary, I really pray to Krishna to protect us, devotees, and what they've done up to now in order to serve the Hungarian people with Srila Prabhupada's message and gifts. Hare Krishna.